Hey everybody, Brian Loving with the Right Edition, and I have a guest today. We're going to have a chat. Hey Jim, how are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad, Rick.
Good. You
Brian,
give us,
sorry.
Give us. Yeah, I'm still Brian, but that's good.
Yeah.
Give us your name and tell us where you're at. You're in Canada, and I think you're in the Toronto area, but you give us your information. Tell me what.
My name's Jim Enos, and I live in Hamilton, just outside of Hamilton, Ontario, a smaller town called Ancaster.
Okay.
For this show, I am the Ontario president for the Christian Heritage Party of Canada.
Okay.
And that's my reason for being here.
All right. Good. Now, this is about, you've had some issues there with the city. And give us that story. A few years ago, you went and you bought some advertising, I believe, and then it kind of goes from there. So tell us that beginning.
Well, the very beginning goes back two campaigns ago, but we won't go back there. I think we'll start with this campaign. And it was in February of 23.
Yeah.
And we have had many bus shelter ad campaigns over the years, probably six or seven. Very rarely, never were we ever declined until 2016, but we were declined, and that one we settled in court and we won. Then we made another application in February of 23, and we made an application to put up a very simple ad, nothing objectionable about it. Picture of a woman with her hands on her hips, dressed conservatively. And at the top it said woman, and at the bottom it said an adult female. And boy, that was a real problem. The
Really?
city would not let us put up that ad on their bus shelters.
Why? What was their reasoning?
Well, they gave us, it took them about 4 or 5 months to come up with the reasonings, because they know that we've beat them in the courts previously. But here's what they said. One thing they said: at first glance, the advertisement, which represents a cisgendered woman with the caption, woman, adult, female, states a simple definition that can be found in most dictionaries. That sounds like a good reason.
What was the first part about the woman? How did they define a woman?
Well, interesting. They call her a cisgender woman. I didn't know how they figured that out. They never asked her. I thought before you did that kind of stuff, you had to ask somebody about their feelings. But apparently the city's allowed to call people cisgender.
Was this person a real woman?
It's a photo. It's a model. We purchased the ad from iStock.
And I'm sorry, this has got a fight. And so an adult female, and okay. So
well, they went on to say it implicitly suggests that only those who are biologically born female can be considered women. And they object to that. Then they went further and looked into our website, and they found real ammunition. Like, in our website, we say there are two biological genders, male and female.
I'm still kind of confused here. Are they suggesting that the photograph of the woman that you had was a transgender woman?
No, cisgender. They're saying that it's a woman who identifies as a woman.
And they have a problem with that?
Yeah, because it said, because it doesn't include men who say they're women.
Oh, I see. Now I'm starting to get it. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So that, you know.
It's not an inclusive ad.
And that's really happening out there in the world, is it? I mean, that's hard to grasp.
They're spending the thousands of dollars to defend their non-right to censor our political views.
But this doesn't really state your views. It doesn't say abortion or anything like that. It's just the picture of the woman and woman, adult, female, and she's supposed to, wow. How do you even go there? There are no words. And is this in court now?
So we already went through the first judicial review, and we were shocked. This time the courts ruled against us, but the ruling was so bad. I mean, it didn't. We had submitted affidavits, evidence of what the city had been posting on their behalf. We gave them the case of 2018, where we won unanimously, and the The courts didn't refer to any of that in the ruling. They just said, "Well, we think the city did a good job." So we're now in, so now we've applied to the appeals court, and they have granted the appeal, which we think says that there must be something not right about the ruling in order for them to even grant the appeal.
Okay, I got to repeat because pardon me for being dumb because it is hard to grasp. So because you didn't include transgenders, they say that's it?
Yeah, that's well, they went on. Actually, here's one you'll like this line out of their letter. They said the message of the advertisement supports a traditional and biologically determined definition of gender in line with conservative values.
Oh my, oh my. Now that's wild. That's insulting. That's terrible. They actually write this stuff
It,
down?
yeah, we got I got the letter written for, I've sent it to you. It's They cannot have conservative values posted around the city of Hamilton, I guess.
Well, Canada, of course, is kind of that way right now. It's the country's kind of far gone. But to put it in writing like that, I mean that's pretty wild because
And
that.
that's pretty wild that a court would find it okay to take that attitude towards a registered political party. It's not just an individual, we're a registered federal political party. You can't censor the views of political parties, or there aren't any.
Well, that's not a big surprise. I mean, all of the judges in Canada are extremely liberal, and I don't think there's a conservative one left to be found. Trudeau has had his way over the years, and then of course people before him, and so many of these judges, the rule of law just doesn't matter anymore. It's just kind of what they feel, and some of them claim to be good Christian folk, and yet everything they do would be the opposite of that. So, but I wasn't aware of everything you're telling me. I know you sent me some information, and I got to tell you, I didn't tick that out. I'm just dumbfounded. I'm not sure. Oh boy, women, poor women. They've had things set back on them hundreds of years over the course of the last dozen years. I mean, they fought so hard for equality and pay and job opportunities and so on. And now you have people saying, we don't even know what you are. I mean, Mother's Day
Yeah.
must be a confusing day. We can't call you mother anymore. We're not too sure. Now we have adult females instead of women. It's something.
It's a
So
cancel
you're
culture. It's a cancel culture, right? Cancel women now.
I know. I mean, I like women. I hope they don't cancel them.
Yeah. No, I it
Oh
it's
my.
I at CHP, our position is that you're right. It is the way the world's going, but we're not going to roll with it. We're going to roll back against it. We have to roll back against it, or it's just going to keep on going. Like, you got to take a
No.
stand.
I'm glad you are. Congratulations, because the silent majority, I've always said, is our fault because we didn't speak up. And you're speaking up now. And I always use a crazy saying to say, talk is cheap and it costs money to buy whiskey. This costs you money, lots of money, because
Yeah, it
lawyers,
has.
every time you see them on the street and say good morning, they send you a bill for $1,000. So how are you doing that? Are you raising money from the public? What are you doing?
So this campaign so far from the first court session to where we are today, we're probably 35, about 130,000 in, with about another 50,000 to go. We welcome donations, and because we're a political party, you can get a political donation receipt. So, like a $400, if you haven't given to any other political cause, your first $400 gets a 75% tax credit. In other words, it only costs you $100 to give $400.
Is there a website that people can go to? Or just
Yes.
what is it?
CHP.ca. And if you go on there, you'll see a donate tab, and
Okay,
you'll also see phone
CHP.
numbers and so on.
Okay, Canadian Christian Heritage Party dot CA.
Yeah,
CHP.
just type chp.ca, it'll take you there.
That's it. Okay, well, I hope people do that and give you some help because, hey, you're standing up for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. I mean, this is incredible stuff and it needs to be pushed. Trump is doing
Yeah.
a lot of that down south, and we don't have anybody particularly doing that up north. And so I'm
Yeah.
pleased to hear that you're doing that.
Yeah, and you know what? You've hit it right on the head. You know, certainly this is not simply a Christian value, this is a biological reality. And we know that the vast majority of Canadians know a lot better than what we're being silenced about.
Yeah.
And you know, we may be a small party, but we've been around 38 years, and and we're willing to take the stand and take the chance. If you don't take a chance, you give you you know, someone said, you might, what if you lose? And I said, you know, this is my thing, Brian. What if we don't try?
Yeah.
Then we
Well,
lose by forfeit.
you can't get a no if you don't ask the question, and you have to
That's right.
fight, particularly if what you believe in. And what you're doing here is extremely right, and it's not politically right. It is politically right, but I don't use the word in that sense. It's right versus wrong. I mean, particularly when they actually let you do it before, and then they said no, and then you fought them, and then you won, and now they're saying the same thing, except with a different outcome. You can't, and the judge agreed with them. Did I describe that right? I mean, that's
Yeah.
craziness. And so I think it's wonderful that you're fighting that. Keep up the fight. And all of our viewers, look at their website, and we need to help. Even if you're not a Christian, well, if you're not, pay attention to their site and have a good read. But you know what? For this is about freedom. This is about a whole bunch of stuff in a free market and a free system that is needed, and we no longer have it. What an example of things that have been taken from us, and with regards to rights. So it doesn't matter how you vote even, or and how you practice your life, but you should get involved in this. So Jim, hey, thanks a lot, and I hope you come back on here one day. I want to get updates on this, and I'd like to also talk about other things that you do. And I know abortion is a big topic, and I think we need more time for that, but maybe we can get into that at another time.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be, I would love to come back.
Okay. Well, keep up the fight, and hopefully a whole bunch of us help you in that fight, because we're back to buying the whiskey part, so we need to all be involved and win.
Sorry?
And say win.
Win,
Win the win.
yes.
Well, you win anyway.
Yeah.
You win by
Well,
because you tried, you win. Well, we want you to win.
yeah.
But
Yeah.
the court system is broken. And so, you know, that's a bit of a concern. But in any event, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on the show.
And thank you for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.